If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. Today is National Joke Day, and to celebrate, today's podcast is devoted to a few of the hilarious stand-up comedians that have been featured on Late Night. But first, here are some jokes Seth can't tell.
You know, here in Late Night, every night, I deliver a monologue comprised of jokes written by a diverse team of writers. As a result, a lot of jokes come across my desk that, due to my being a straight white male, would be difficult for me to deliver. But we don't think that should stop you from enjoying them, so we'd like to share them with you in a segment called Jokes Seth Can't Tell. These are two of our writers, Amber and Jenny.
I'm black.
And I'm gay.
And we're both women.
And I'm not. So, here's how this works. I'll read the setups for these jokes, and Amber and Jenny will read the punchlines. Here we go. In honor of LGBT Pride Month, Bud Light will be selling rainbow-colored bottles.
Well, thanks, said mostly the L's.
A street in Los Angeles was recently renamed Barack Obama Boulevard.
So I bet I know where you can get a good deal on a house.
And I'm sorry, is that street in a black neighborhood?
If it's not, it's about to be.
Ireland has banned an anti-gay preacher from entering their country.
His name is the Pope.
Rolling Stone published a book excerpt recently about an author's visit to a white nationalist cookout.
That's terrible, said someone eating the potato salad at a white nationalist cookout.
Wait, is white people's potato salad that bad?
No, I've eaten it before. On a dare, I got $10.
The website Refinery29 recently posted a list of possible wedding gifts for lesbian brides.
A lesbian bride is like a straight bride, except she's experienced orgasm. True.
After a 7-year absence, NBC announced they're bringing back their genealogy series, Who Do You Think You Are?
But this time they're calling it, surprise, you're related to slave owners.
Oh, wait, this next joke's about Puerto Ricans.
Oh, I'm Puerto Rican, I'll take it.
All right, great. It was announced recently that Oprah has donated $2 million to hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico.
Said Puerto Rican moms, I'm glad Oprah did that, but when is she gonna get married?
Now, is there any way to get a Puerto Rican mom to stop asking when you're gonna get married?
Sure, come out.
How did you come out?
Oh, I just showed up with a rainbow-colored Bud Light bottle.
Oh, God. NBC has ordered a new Law & Order spinoff called Law & Order Hate Crimes.
It's just body cam footage. Just kidding! They turn the body cams off for that stuff.
I'm glad you're charming. Officials in Florida yesterday pulled over a woman who was hiding a foot-long alligator in her yoga pants.
To be fair, it's the only form of birth control her insurance would cover.
We're gonna get you a pants alligator.
Hey, baby, do you wanna...
An ice cream chain in New York City has created a so-called gelato burger, which is two scoops of gelato sandwiched between sweet chocolate buns.
And if you want to know what sweet chocolate buns look like, marry me.
You made him.
I said...
What?
I said what on your tongue?
Oh, I don't think I should.
Please, just
No, I don't feel like it'll end well.
Come on, do
that. Okay, I trust you both. An Ohio bar is selling a period-themed margarita. It's just like a regular margarita, except it's acting like a total bitch right now.
Seth, no!
No? Oh, wait. Okay.
No.
I understand now the kind of joke you're looking for, and I have recalibrated my taste.
Oh, okay.
Let me try again. The BBC recently published an article titled, "Do Lesbians Need More Safe Spaces?" And that's ridiculous. They already have a bunch. They're called supercuts.
Dare you?
You told me it would be okay!
You should be ashamed of yourself!
Black women and lesbians are liars!
Next up, here's comedian Josh Gondelman.
Hello, everyone. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for your enthusiasm. This is what I'm like. This is me all the time. I'm like if a cardigan were a person, so... Let's get cozy for a little while, shall we? I had a pretty good 2017 despite 2017, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about it. My wife and I adopted a dog. That's very exciting for us. Yeah, oh, thank you. She's a pug, so scientifically she shouldn't even exist, so every day's a miracle with our little dumpling. If you can't imagine a pug from the name of the breed, it's one of those dogs. Looks like a loaf of white bread with a face smushed onto the front slice and a butt smushed onto the back slice. And if you've never hung out with a pug before, it's kind of like if that loaf of bread came some of the way to life. That's her vibe. She's so cute. I love her so much. Her name is Busy, but it wasn't always. When we adopted her, her name was Daisy, but we didn't like that, so we switched it to Busy, which is very rude of us. Because when we adopted our dog, she was 8 years old. You guys get that's middle age for a dog. That's like meeting a 56-year-old human and going, what's your name, Deborah? Nah. I'm gonna go ahead and call you Barbara. Hope that works for you. I mean, you better be cool with it because I control all the food and water and you're too small to reach the doorknob, so. Anyway, Babs, I was thinking. Let's get you into your Halloween costume. And yes, I know it's January, but I'm sad right now, so for the next several hours, you're gonna be a ladybug. I got married last year. That was very wonderful. Thank you. It's the best. It was so good, I should have mentioned it first. My wife is amazing, and I know it sounds corny, but she really does make me want to be a better person. That's real. Thank you. She's a big reader, and I've been going through her favorite authors to understand how she sees the world. And I recently came across a famous feminist quotation by Canadian author Margaret Atwood, which is probably how many of your favorite jokes start. Margaret Atwood once wrote, "Men are afraid women will laugh at them. Women are afraid men will kill them." Yeah, that's heavy. And I don't know how to feel about that as a man who is also afraid that men will kill him. Worst case scenario, while a woman laughs, if I'm being totally honest. When I get up in the middle of the night for a glass of water, I get fully clothed. And I don't just mean t-shirt, boxers. I'm talking blazer, high tops. And that's not because I'm modest in front of my wife or nervous the neighbors will see me nude through the window. It's because my greatest fear in the world is that there's a burglar in our apartment ready to take all our stuff. But before he does, he sees my naked body and just goes, "Weird dick, loser," bang, and that's it for me, I'm done. Then my wife wakes up giggling like, "You did have kind of a weird one." And then they get married to each other. And I'm just stuck in the apartment as a ghost haunting them forever, like, "Every dick is kind of a weird one. Boo!" And that's why I'm a feminist. That's my journey. We all have our own. Thank you. I'm trying to be more attuned to little acts of sexism when I see them. For example, back when we were engaged, people would ask my then fiance, now wife, all the time, right in front of me, if she was going to take my last name. which is a little presumptuous and it's a little sexist, right? Because no one ever asked me if I was gonna give it to her, huh? If I was just gonna let her embrace the poetry that is Gondelman into her life every day forever. That's my name and it's my choice. It is so political what you do with a name, especially for women. It's who you are. Some people keep theirs, some switch. I know a bunch of couples, both parties hyphenate. That's a good solution in the short term. Long term creates more problems than it solves. Because what if you hyphenate, you have a baby. That little hyphen grows up, marries another hyphen. Then at their wedding, their last names both become sonnets, just like that. It's too much. I have a friend whose name is James Irving Thompson. That's a wonderful name, rich with family heritage and tradition. Last two hyphenated, no big deal. But what if he goes out and marries a woman named Kelsey Love Smith? Also a wonderful name, but on their wedding day, he becomes James Irving Thompson Love Smith. That's not one man's name. That is literally the starting lineup of last season's Cleveland Cavaliers. It is. I know I don't look like I know that, but I know that. I learned it for you because you, audience, also make me want to be a better person. Thank you guys so much.
Now let's go to stand-up comic Zadum Johnson.
Hi! Yay! Yay, yay, yay! Give it up for my afro! It excites me because I had a shaved head for 7 years. I was never late anywhere. When I started growing it back, my friend was like, Zaynab, I didn't know your hair grew like that. I was like what? I tried to lead her down a racism trap. I was like, how does my hair grow? She was like, you know, it's tight and coarse. I was like, oh, no, that's the misconception. My hair grows very straight. Then I walk out into the world and oppression makes it tight and coarse. We're not friends anymore. Which is okay because I have 12 siblings. I know, my mom's vagina, right? Whenever I tell people that, they're like, wow, your parents were having a lot of sex. I'm like, at least 13 times since we're counting. They also ask me like, oh, did you come from a religious family? And yes, I did, I'm Muslim. I know I'm underdressed. Okay. I actually had a guy break up with me because I was Muslim. He was like, Zaynab, I really want to marry you, but I need you to be Christian. And I was like, I really want to marry you too, but I need you to be financially stable. I am one of 13. My mom wanted 20. She made it to 13. When I was in second grade, she had kid number 10. And I was like, this has got to stop. I asked my mom to get her tubes tied when I was in second grade. I have no idea how I found out about tube tying. Like, maybe I was so fed up, I sat in front of a bunch of encyclopedias and was like, there has to be an answer. Or maybe I overheard the gossip and lunch lady say, if Miss Johnson enrolls one more of those kids in the free lunch program, I'm gonna take her to the clinic myself. I don't know how I found out about it, but when I did, I was like, oh shoot, there's a solution. So I went to my mom, I was like, Mom, get your tubes tied. And my mom said the craziest thing to me. My mom says, Zaynab, I'm not gonna get my tubes tied. Me and your father, we might not make it. I'm gonna marry another man and I'm gonna have his children. And in that moment, I was like, this chick is confident. That is not how dating works. There's no eligible bachelor out there looking for a divorcee with 10 dependents. No, there's virgins out there with PhDs trying to get married. I had to tell my mom, I said, look, you gotta stay with daddy. He's your only option. It's 13 of us. It's 13 of us. Somebody should be gay, right? Statistically. They say one in every five Americans is gay. There's 13 of us. We should have two and a half. Like two and a bisexual, right? We have no idea who it is. We We are waiting patiently by the closet, like. Who is it? My younger brother, he was a good suspect. When he was 8 years old, he just decided to be a vegan. We were like, he's definitely the gay one. We justified it. We were like, it makes sense. He's giving up meat now so he can have all the meat later. I stole his journal because I was like, I'm gonna crack this case. I was like, the information is in his journal. All I have to do is find it. We'll invite him out the closet. So I read his journal, come to find out he's in love with this girl. I was pissed. I confronted him. I'm like, what is this? He says, Zainab, you read my journal? I was like, you're not gay? You have a journal. Actually, my family, they thought I was the gay one. I had a shaved head. I played basketball for a really long time. They just knew I was going to come dribbling out the closet. And you know, people argue like, oh, are you born gay? Do you choose to be gay? I think you're born gay because if you could choose it, I would choose it. I would be so gay. Here's why. I'm black. I'm a woman. I'm Muslim. I'm the diversity trifecta. If I could just add gay to my resume. If I were gay, this wouldn't be a comedy show. This would be a TED Talk. Thank you, everybody. I'm Zainab.
Next, Julio Torres.
Hi. Hi. Hello. Hi. I am Julio. I'm originally from El Salvador. But I live in Brooklyn now. At a... como se dice? Vegan queer collective. I am vegan, and I am so sorry. In my experience, the hardest part about being vegan is all of the apologizing. People ask me if I miss meat or dairy. I mean, I miss being liked. I don't miss cheese, but I do miss getting asked to do things. I miss my friends and I miss my family. Another fun fact about me is that I am almost always doing exactly what a Trump supporter imagines that I'm doing. And let me tell you, it's a lot of fun. As a child, my favorite cartoon character was, by far, Daisy Duck, Donald's wife, sometimes girlfriend. I loved Daisy because whenever she blinked or whenever she closed her eyes, you could see that she was wearing a deep purple eyeshadow, no matter where she was. And I just thought there was something so beautiful and so vulnerable about her accidentally revealing how much she cared. Donald was always late, and she never complained. But when she closed her eyes, I'd be like, oh no, she dressed up. My friend Brad had a birthday recently, and I didn't know what to get him. Now, I really don't mean to generalize, but my friend Brad, He's straight. So I got him the one thing I know straight guys really, really, really like. I got him an empty Gatorade bottle to put in his room. I was walking down the street when this woman yells in my direction, "Birthday girl!" Now, she was clearly yelling to someone behind me. I'm not a girl, nor was it my birthday. But for a second, though, the world was mine. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Next is comedian Naomi Ekperigin.
Friends, I am at a crossroads. I mean that health-wise, okay? And by that I mean I just found out I can no longer fit into my old Navy jeans. You know, so I'm at rock bottom. The thing is, like, I want to eat healthy. You know what I mean? Like, I want to figure out what the deal is with salad. But, like, I don't know how. And I think it's, like, I think it's probably because, like, I used to drink to feel pretty. Now I eat to feel nothing, you know? Yeah, I think that's it, you know? I did decide I would go to a nutritionist, though. You know, I said, I was like, go to a professional, spend the money, figure out what you're supposed to do with a shallot, you know? I have, unfortunately, made and canceled my appointment twice, okay? But I have a reason. It's because before you go to a nutritionist, you have to keep a food journal. They want you to write down everything you eat and what time you eat it for 2 weeks straight. And it's like, I get a day and a half into that food journal, and I'm like, I see. You know, it's right there in black and white. At which point, I can't justify spending a copay. You know what I'm saying? Bring it to a professional just for them to be like, do you see? You know? The problem is my best life is sitting at home wearing a fleece pant, okay? On top of which I put a lap blanket. The sole purpose of which is to collect any crumbs, you know? And I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I'm probably watching a procedural, okay? Criminal Minds is my number one, okay? If I can't get that, I'm gonna do Law and Order Classic, but I prefer a special victim, you know? Yeah, definitely. You know, and if that's not on, I'll go true crime. You know, something like, I almost got away with it. Snapped. Killer kids. Wives with knives. You know. Or my new favorite, swamp murders. It's exactly what you think it is. You know. You find a body in a swamp, you work your way back. Yes. Best hour of my life. I'm telling you, I watch so many of these shows, I'm a damn detective at this point. You know what I'm saying? I done clocked my 10,000 hours and I can crack a case, you know? To be fair, it actually is pretty simple because every show starts the same way. You know, every episode starts with a white woman in peril, you know? It's true, and when you watch as many of these as I do, it starts to affect you. You know what I mean? You feel it in your heart because it's like, white women, I want you to live, you know? I do, you know? So I feel like while I have so many of you here, I want to give you guys some advice, okay? A little hot tip for all you Megan, Sarahs, and Lindsays out there, okay? If you want to avoid a serial killer, you got to stop with the jogging at dawn and dusk. You're good. Yes. Honey, if the light is low, you do not go, you know? When you're jogging at that hour, you got two options. You're gonna find a dead body or become a dead body. Which is why I don't exercise in public, you know? If you're gonna do it, at least bring a buddy. You know what I mean? Megan, bring a Sarah. Sarah, bring a Lindsay. Add a Becky. Now you're safe. You know? Jesus. I honestly do not know what my... Like, I don't know why I watch so many of these shows, quite frankly, because they're terrifying and the real world is scary enough. You know what I mean? Because, like... I feel like it's like Donald Trump done let the racists out. You know what I'm saying? He gonna let them out their hidey holes like little bigoted meerkats, you know? I'm serious. It's happening now. I'm on edge. You know what I'm saying? If you are lighter than a paper bag, I am checking you, okay? Yes. You too, Seth Meyers, okay? Yes. Honey, just because you got dimples don't mean you ain't on a list, you know? I'm serious, like everyone's a suspect, you know? And especially I find myself most on edge when I'm in Brooklyn because there's this breed of hipster, okay? This hipster dude. You know this guy, okay? He's got the sleeve tattoos, the trucker cap, the beard to hide his identity, you know? And you know, if I'm walking down a street by myself late at night, I'm looking at him with side eye like, are you a white supremacist or do you brine your own pickles? You know? And you won't know till it's too late. Thank you, guys. I'm Naomi Kerrigan.
Finally, let's hear stand-up from Nimish Patel.
Hello. Hi. Okay. Yeah, I'm Nimish Patel. I'm the number one Google result if you Google Nimish Patel. I only found this out when my mom called me and then she Googled me. And she said, Nimish, you're the number one Google result if you Google Nimish Patel. I said, you damn right. And then she said, every other Nimish Patel is a doctor. Where'd I go wrong? And then she hung up the phone. So, she's cool. I love my parents. I go to see them time to time. I went home last weekend to see my mom and my dad. My mom picks me up from the bus stop, but she'll never go straight home. There's always like 40 errands between me and the food that's waiting for me. And this last time I went home, my mom picks me up. She says, Nimish, I have to go to the bank. It's going to be 2 minutes. I said, this again? All right, let's go to the bank. Go to the bank. I'm sitting in the car for 20 minutes. I call my mom. I said, Mom, I hope this is a hostage situation. Because otherwise, you're wasting my time. She said, Nimish, how old are you? I said, 32. She said, that's many of my years. You wasted. Then she hung up again. So, it's a good burn. I went to see my dad because it was his birthday. And I got him a gym membership for his birthday. And I took him to the gym. And I discovered he's the kind of guy that will follow around someone who's hired a personal trainer and then just do those exercises. That's the best guy on the planet. My parents are Indian, if you can't tell, if you're stupid or something. It's a weird time to be an Indian person in this country, I'll tell you that much. Because it feels like at any moment, black and white people are about to go to war, and Indians are going to have to choose. I don't know what side to be on, quite frankly. It feels like mom and dad are getting divorced, you know? And dad's really cool, but mom's got all the stuff, so. I just saw this movie that defines race relations real well. I saw Get Out. You guys seen it? It's great. It's a phenomenal movie. If you haven't seen it, it's a horror movie. It's about a black guy that goes to see his white girlfriend's parents, and they end up being mad white. Like crazy white. It's a horror movie. It's the most successful horror movie written and directed by a black director. You watch that horror movie, then you watch a white horror movie like Paranormal Activity, and you realize the difference in the genres. Like, real subtle. In a black horror movie, the monster is racism. In a white horror movie, the monster is a house you could just leave. We're not giving up on this mortgage, Tabitha. Not today. I saw the movie with my quite white girlfriend, and then we went to see her parents the next day, and I was very suspicious. I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 years now, so we fight in public. That's all that means. I've discovered that the best place to have an argument with your girlfriend is in the back of an Uber, because you have a judge. And he usually goes with whoever ordered the car. If my girl and I are fighting, I will call an Uber to nowhere and I'll text the driver like, hey man, you better be on my side, bro. There's some stars riding on this one for you. My girl and I the other night are on the back of the Uber and we're arguing and the driver is dead quiet. And then we get to our destination. My girl gets out. Driver turns around and looks at me and says, hey man, I agree with you. Not enough stars for that review. I wrote Uber a letter. So I've never taken a Lyft or a cab ever again. I want this specific Muhammad guy every time. Because look, sometimes you need a stereotype to be true, okay? My Muslim friends, great guys. But when you're fighting with your girlfriend, You want the opinion of that one Middle Eastern guy that doesn't believe in women's rights on your side. You guys got tense, but I'm not wrong. It's wrong, but I'm not wrong. Oh, you think I should do the dishes? Let's see what this dude from Qatar has to say. All right, thank you very much. I'm Nimesh.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.